So one of the main things that comes out of the Kiddush Rambam is talking about Inyone Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu being that there'll be a lot of new fruits, and it's supposed to make Shechiyanu. So I'm going to start with, in terms of Halachas Shechiyanu, so I'm going to start with Halachas Nada fruits. I think most people know Be'erich, it doesn't make a lot of fruits. I'm going to speak about the Halacha of Kana Kim Kadashim. The Gemara Bracha says, if somebody buys or gets as a present Kim Kadashim, if you get, or Begotten Kadashim, you get something new, the Halacha is you make a Shechiyanu. If you get something which is not only good for you, it's good for you and for someone else, then you make a teva meitiv. For example, if you buy something, you buy a nice dining room set. So what bracha you make on that? You make a teva meitiv. Why? Being that it's good for, it's something that's not just for you, it's for the family, make a teva meitiv. I think if you buy something which is personal, you make a bracha of shechiyanu. Now, there's one called galda which you have to know in these halachas. That the child is like, what level of thing you buy, you have to make a bracha. You buy a new shirt, you have to make a new bracha. You buy a suit, you have to make a new bracha. So it depends. Mishmur says, it's totally, you say that a bracha is, if you get something which makes you besimcha, you're happy you got a new suit, you're happy you got something, then you make a bracha. What makes somebody besimcha is telling each person. Some people, you know, when they get a new suit, they're very excited, right? They get a new suit, so they're very excited. They would make a bracha. If somebody's used to getting a suit, they get a suit 3 times a year, four times a year, and you is not so much of a simcha, then you would not make a shachyan. And as the Kal Gadol is, if it's something which you're very excited about, something which gives you a simcha, then you make a bracha. I'm saying it's something which you're not so excited about, you'll make a bracha. Therefore, b'derek klal, a shirt, pants, a sweater, b'derek klal, you would not make a bracha. Why? Because b'derek klal, when you get those things, that's something which is very normal. And it's not such a grace of simcha, therefore you would not make a bracha. Mashenkin, if you get something like a suit, for most people, saying that is more of a simcha, then you would make a shachyan. Somebody just asked me a couple minutes ago that he got a new treadmill. Just want to know, should he make a bracha on it? What do you say?
It's a glass.
What's that? What?
It's a figure of
built a tire. Same thing.
He's
doing it for, if you're doing it for health, it's not built a tire. If something you're doing for health and for whatever, it's not called built a tire. You know the story of Rabbi Salburger? When he came to, he's from Germany. So Kissy came to Litta, he came to Lin Yeshiva. So in Germany, they're a little more modern, they did exercise. So Kissy, when he came to Yeshiva, so he did exercise. Like he ran around the building. The Bachman Leif thought he was crazy. Mavloif, he's not going anywhere. He's just running, he's not going anywhere. He's running in circles. They tied him up, and thought he was crazy. But Akapana, if you're doing it for whatever, then it's not. So what bracha do you make a bracha on the treadmill? What? The chayvek ha-tevameitiv. It's something which is good for the family, so it's a tevameitiv, it's more than one person. You make a bracha tevameitiv. So the big shayla, this is really shalom, shayla is, let's say you get a new washing machine, or a new fridge. So B'darakal, the way it works is, you know, the wife is very ecstatic, she got a new washing machine, very excited, and the husband's like, it's just $7,000, it wasn't, not so happy about it. The shayla is, do you make a bark dynamis with the shachin? Or do you make a tevameitiv? So Amir Brookwitz always says, so when you ask him, he says, well, nice you're happy that your wife's happy. So being that you're happy your wife's happy, then you should make a teva meitiv. And if not, then you have a problem.
Glasses
like this. Okay, so we got a different story. We'll come back to glasses soon. Just a couple more cases in teva meitiv. Now, one thing, when you get a suit, the only time you make a bracha is when the thing is ready to be used. In other words, if you buy a suit and you still have to take it for alterations, you don't make the bracha until you wear it. Because since it's not ready to be used, the suit is when you wear it. I'm saying if you buy the suit and it's, you know, fits, more or less, and you don't plan on fixing it, then you make the bracha right away. You buy the treadmill, right? If you buy a treadmill, so if they send it to your house and you have to assemble it, so you don't make the bracha until you assemble it. I'm saying if it comes assembled, as soon as it's ready, ready to...
When you make the bracha?
When they bring it to your house, because you don't have the kinyan until...
It's not like before you press start.
No. It's when they bring it to your house and it's ready to be used, then you do it. Now, on shoes, the Mishmur brings down the minigas, we don't make a bracha.
The whole time you change it.
Yeah, the whole time you change it, shoes aren't so chash. Even if it's not like that, by shoes, the minigas, that you don't make a bracha. Also, we'll get back to the glasses very soon. Hey, somebody asked me that I want to know about an iPod. Do you make get a new iPod? What do you make a bracha on that? That knows what an iPod is? Okay, we're going to speak about it. What do you say?
Like everyone has it.
Everyone has it all the time.
Yes.
What do you say?
It's like a phone.
Patch this on an iPad. No, on an iPod you make a bar. No, I can put on an iPod you make Baruch Dynamis. No, it's Osir. Somebody just called. They called me Zilberstein. That he was. Somebody was in a faraway place, and he got a prescription for medicine. He had to call a pharmacy, and the only phone there was an iPod. So I want to know, is a mutter for him to use the iPod in order to call in for the prescription or not? So you can be meikel. But he said, just like the Moshe Shabbos says, that somebody fasts on Shabbos, Tanis Chaloyim, that if you have a dream on Shabbos, you have to fast. So the Moshe says that even though you have to fast, but you should fast again, being that you're about to end the Shabbos. The same thing over here. Even though you had to use the icon, you should feel bad about it. Fine. So anyhow, so in terms of glasses, so like this. So somebody once had a shot like this. So once there's a mice like this. You shouldn't know these things, but the mice, when there's a matzav of gershin, when people get usually it takes a very long time, the big fights. To get a get takes a very long time. Fine Eretz Yisrael, I'm saying. They always push it off. Eretz Yisrael, they dafka do it. They push off kitten. In other words, because a lot of times when they push things off, things work out sometimes. But akapanim, so the ones nice, so that after it took like 3 years, finally they got a get. So after he gave the get, the husband got up and said, "Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekinu Mechalam, Shechalim Mekivam Yonel Esman Hashem." So the Danim were like, "We answer me. Like, what do we do now?" So Shaila was, do you make a bracha in that type of situation? A similar situation: somebody once got out of jail. He was in jail for a long time. He got out of jail. What did you say? Do you make a shechianu in those type of matzav? So if Chaim Kanevsky Paskin, the only time you make a shechianu is on something which you get a positive thing. You're getting something, right? You get a new shirt. You get a new suit. You get a new treadmill. You get a new bike. Whatever it is. When you're getting something new, then you make a shechianu. Something which is what?
If something is a
is what?
If something is a getting
ready,
it's also
a chasna, you mean?
Yeah.
I'll get that in a second. But the only time is when you're getting something. I'm saying, if you're not getting something, you're just getting out of jail, or you're getting divorced, something like that. Or if you, the similar shah, they ask them, if you hear a war ended, you make a bracha, teva meita. Same thing. So when you just stop, you have to be, you're getting something positive. If you're just stopping something negative in that type of situation, the ma'isa, you wouldn't make a bracha. So ma'isa says in the Gemara, if somebody's father dies, you make two brachas. What two brachas? Chas Shalom. What two brachas you make? Brach Dainemes. And also you make Ateva Meitav V'Shechiranu. Why do you make a bracha? Because since you got a Yerusha, even though you rather not gotten the Yerusha, but since the Maisa you up has got something, so on the Yerusha, the Maisa of the Gemara says that you make a bracha. If you're the only one who got it, you make a Shechiranu. And if you have other siblings, you make Ateva Meitav. I had a friend of mine who won the lottery. Doesn't really happen. Doesn't happen too often. What do you say?
Still,
what do you say?
Still friends with
him. He didn't win so much. I'm saying he didn't win like $6 million. He won $100,000. You know what I mean? But Mr. Shaila was, do you make a bracha when you win the lottery? So what's the what?
Like also wants money.
No. So what's the side of Shaila? The side Echad. So there is a study. It's a good study. What's the study? What do you say? Plus, you make a bracha now, my brother. Yeah. So mitzad B, mitzad Echad, you get a student to make a bracha. What's the study, Shaila? They made a study. 95% of people who won a lottery big, 5 years later, are totally depressed. Totally depressed. Saying a lot of them commit suicide. A lot of them don't know what to do with themselves. The people with the lottery, I'm saying, they have a lot of money, nothing to do with it now. They had a job, now what they're working for. So now they have some stupid job, right? They weren't rich children, right? Now they have this stupid job, and they have nothing to live for. 95% of the money depends. The shaila is something which is good now, but eventually, might not end up being good. The shaila is, do you make a bracha? So nice, the Gemara says in Brachas, and says in the ninth parak, that if you find a metzia, even though the government's going to take away from you, you still make a bracha. Why do you make a bracha? Since that now it's good, even though later on it's going to end up being bad, you make a bracha. So to when you're in the lottery, Hakapanim, now it's good, even though you might not be totally depressed, you end up spending your money on this college level. But Hakapanim, the Maisa, you would make a bracha if you win the lottery. So glasses is probably like a chesaron, glasses. Because you have a bad eyesight, it's just helping you see. Snapshot is a sign. It's not like it's a chesaron. Pastor's glasses would be a chesaron. What do you say?
It's the same
description. No, it doesn't make a difference. The whole Muslim glasses. Now let's talk about foods. Like Akapanim Nishami says that a person is also litan dim the cheshvin on the fact that he was not toyim from every single fruit. Akashu Bokha made a beautiful bria, all different types of fruits, all different types of things. If a person is not toyim from every single thing, he's also litan dim the cheshvin. Differs a mitzvah, a person to taste all different types of fruits. Two Rishvat the minig is that you try to, people will try to eat as many fruits as possible, and it's going to end up being that you're going to have to make a shakiyan. Now, just a couple of kolam in Shechen on fruits. Shechen on fruits is different than kalem. Like kalem, we said, you only make a bracha on kalem is only if you have a simcha, right? If somebody does not have a simcha, what do we say? You don't make a bracha. By fruits, we say that you always make a Shechen. If it's the first time you have the fruit for the year, even though for you it's not such a great simcha, but being normal, it's considered a simcha, over here you would make a bracha. So first time, we make a Shechen, what goes first? The bracha or the Shechen? So this is Mechalik Shechen, Aruch Shechen, Mishabruah. But my psak and mishabur is that first you should make a shechianu, then you should make the eights, and then eat the fruit. In other words, you make the shechianu first in order that there shouldn't be a hefsek between the regular bracha and eating of the fruit. So one more time, shechianu, fruit, and then you eat it. Now let's say somebody he had a fruit and he forgot to make a shechianu. So the shaila is, the next time when he eats the fruit, do you make the shechen or not? Do you say the whole bar shechen is the first time you eat it? Or you say, no, each year you make a shechen. And the Shavuot paskins that you only make a shechen the first time you eat it. Once you ate it already and you finish eating it, you're not going to make a shechen. You have to remember this, it comes out all the time in shaila. Once you finish eating it, you don't make a shechen. The Maaser Grad is the Maaser of Aaron Leib, that he was in, I think, somewhere in Europe. Somebody brought him a plum. So he asked the Gabbai, did he have it this year or not? Did he have a plum this year or not? So the Gabbai told him, no, he didn't have it this year. So he said, okay, he wants to save it for Shabbos. No, they can make a shechenu on Shabbos. Once we can shechenu, to make it on Shabbos.
If you have oranges,
can you make it on the oranges? I'll get that soon. I'll get that soon. Okay. Now, there's one thing we're going to get to, which is that there can be a lot of new people. Most of us are going to be having a lot of new fruits. So shaila is, if you have five new fruits, do you make shechianu on each fruit separately, or do you make one shechianu to pater all of them? As do you say it's considered bracha shein tzvita because you pater all of them together, or you should make a bracha on each one separately? So Moshe Feinstein Shuva says that if you can pater all of them separately, if you can make them all at one time, it's better to make one shechianu to pater all of them. So you have to remember this. I'm saying, on Tu B'Shvat, you should make one shechianu to pater all the fruits which are in front of you. You should pater all of them instead of making it. Now, what's the luck with vegetables? Do you make a shechianu on vegetables or not? So Mishbura says that being that vegetables b'derech klal are not so chashiv, cucumbers, tomatoes, and oxygen is so chashiv, therefore you don't make a bracha on vegetables unless something which is chashiv. For example, watermelon, that's something which is considered chashiv, you would make a bracha on. But most normal, regular vegetables, the halacha l'maaseh is that you're not going to make a bracha on them. Now, the only time you make a shechianu is peiros, which are mechadish every once in a while. If you have a fruit which is around all year round, even though you personally didn't eat from it, you haven't eaten this fruit in 5 years. But if it's around all year round in the place where you live, those fruits you'll make shechianu. So you always have to know when you make a shechianu, you have to know, is this fruit a seasonal fruit? Or is it a fruit which is around once in a while? For example, bananas, right? You make a bracha shechianu on bananas?
No.
They're around, right? Bananas, lemons, apples, bedarach klal, I think are around most of the year, right? All fruits is around the whole year round. Dried fruit, you don't make a shechianu on because they're
around. Some regular that comes in seasons that everyone has in the summer.
Why? What do you mean? Do what?
I don't know which fruit. If they have a fruit that people don't have in the summer,
But they're dried or not dried?
They're regular fruit.
No. Any fruit which is only seasonal, you do make a bracha on.
You do.
You do. Now, the only time you make a bracha is seasonal fruits. Anything which is around the whole year round, you don't make a bracha.
The whole summer.
Yeah, what's the difference the whole summer? But is it there in the winter?
No.
No. If it's not there in the winter, you make a bracha. For example, I'll give some examples. Mango, you make a bracha on. Strawberries, all the peaches, plums, all those type of fruits, they're not around year round. If you make a bracha, avocado, melons. Strawberries. Well, so then you won't make, if it's important, it's the whole year round, you wouldn't make a shakyan. In other words, it has to be that in that place you can't get it. So in other words, what's in England, they have everything all year round?
No, but it depends on the shop.
No, but if it's easy, if it's not hard to get, if it's pretty common, then you do it. What do you say? If you can't get anywhere? In the main store. So in the Ikka Kol, you have to know is you have to make sure it's not there all year round. It has to be something which is some type of chashivas to it, and then you make a shechem. Now, Mishpura is a shy. Let's say you have something like green apples and red apples, or grapes. Grapes are seasonal there. You have green grapes and black grapes. Question is, do you make two separate shechemos on it? What's the Yisrael Shaila? Do you say that that's considered two different minim because they taste differently? Or do you say that, well, then no, really that's considered one min? Why? Because that's, they're all called grapes. So Mishmur brings down a machlekes. Mishmur's psyche is the kamar of the kamar, you could do either way. It would be a little bit better if you passed in full one bracha. But if not, Mishmur says you have absolutely to do it either way. Fine. The Gemara says that if you don't see your friend for 30 days, you make a shechiyano. Why? You haven't seen a kushmaki friend that did make shechiyano. If you don't see him in 12 months, make him chai mason. Why make him chai mason? Zakim Shabrua. Because over 12 months, you went through a yamadin, and when you go through a yamadin, it's not the African person who would live through it. So you don't see a person for a year, you make a chai mason. And Shaz Zana said, you make this bracha. So Mishabura says that the only time you make this bracha is if you didn't hear from him at all. Nowadays, we have email, we have letters, and things like that. You heard about the person, then you don't make the bracha. The only time you make the bracha is you don't hear the person. Rosham Zaman said, also Rosham Zaman said, the only time you make a bracha is when you have a grace of simcha. So that cloud, most times, you haven't seen a friend in 30 days, you have dafka, you have so much simchas. So that cloud, you'll make a bracha. Rosham Zaman attacked by his son-in-law. They looked for flowers, so when Taka came back, he made a bracha. He didn't see them for 30 days, and he's very excited to see them. He did make a bracha. But most normal situations, we don't make a bracha because we don't have enough simcha, or because you heard of the person, so then you don't make a bracha. If somebody has a child, so if you have a boy, what bracha do you make? A type of native. My singing, if you have a girl, you make a shechiyan. Mishpura has a suffix. Somebody has a lot of boys. This happened to my friend of mine just today. Had a boy. He has like seven boys and like maybe one girl. So Kitsa, he wanted to have a girl this time. He said, "Boys are too hard. Boys are too hard." Remember, he asked the Rav if hashkafically, can he daven for a girl or should he daven for a boy? So the Rav said, "The Maisi should still daven for a boy after picking. Even though he wants to, he should still daven for a boy." So Mishpura has a suffix. If somebody has a lot of boys and wants to have a girl, at that point, do you make a tev meitav or not? Being that he bets and wanted to have a girl, do you make a tev meitav or not? So Mishpura he says sarchim. He doesn't give a klar psak in that type of situation. What bracha you make? When you have a girl, make a shachiyano. Want to make a shachiyano by a girl? So after Mishabura, they're really two mahachim, they say. Mishabura says, it's loy gara from seeing your friend. Just like when you see your friend, you haven't seen him for 30 days, you have a simcha of the riyah, you make a shachiyano, it's like Mishabura, same thing. When first time you see your daughter, so you have a simcha of seeing her, that's the reason why you make a shachiyano. It's a different mahalach, he says that, just like we said before, if you kone kim chadashim, you make a bracha. He says, when you have a girl, he says, loy gara from a shifcha. You have kinyanim in her. He says, because of that, he says, that's the reason why you make a shechen on a girl. What do you say? Still make a bracha. What am I such a child? What, are you going to die or just sick? Still neshama in the valley. Just a couple of halachas. There's a shayla. If somebody writes a shayla, which means not a shayla, somebody writes a sefer. So when somebody prints a sefer, does he make a shachen or not? There's also a shayla if somebody is a gedula, gets a job as a rava somewhere. So all these things, halachasim, and they say it's kedai to make a bracha on pre chadas or something like that. If somebody writes a sefer or somebody is zeicha to come a rav, the Pesach, the Lech Lamaisa, says, Kedai to make a bracha on something else in order to pass it.